Well, good morning.
大家早。
It's great to be with you for one last time.
很高兴大家在一起，这是我们今天最后的一个刘牧师的讲章。
On this last day of the retreat, I want to begin by saying a word of thanks to the CCCSB and FCCC family for this privilege of bringing the word to you.
退休会的最后一天、要借这个机会感谢、两个教会邀请他来能够把神的话语带到我们当中
I want to especially thank Reverend Mao for the invitation once more
特别谢谢马牧师的邀请
And I want to thank each one of you for being such encouraging and receptive listeners
感谢每一位弟兄姐妹你们在这里很用心的听
No preacher could ask for more from those who are listening to him.
讲员最需要的就是希望听众能够注意的听。
I want you to know that I'll be praying that the Lord will continue to use CCCSB and FCCC as you reach out to your communities, for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我会继续为两个教会来代祷，希望你们能够把福音传达出去到你的社区里面。
May God continue to use you in a powerful way.
愿神继续的很有力的来用你们。
Let me begin this morning by making an observation.
今天早上开始的时候，我想要跟你分享一个观察。
We live in a very needy world.
我们住在一个蛮有需要的一个世界里。
Everyone seems to be looking for something that would truly satisfy them.
每个人都在寻找一个可以满足他们的东西。
But what's that thing that they're looking for?
那他们寻找的是什么呢?
Put another way, what is the world thirsting for?
这个世界饥渴的是什么?
What is mankind hungering for?
人类饥渴的是什么?
Well, there are many ways I guess we can answer that question, but I want to say that one way we can know, we can detect what the world, our society is hungering for, is by observing pop culture.
当然这有很多的、答案但是我们想要知道世界上在寻找的是什么我们可以看这个我们现在流行文化里面说什么
If you've ever turned on the radio or watch TV or watch Hollywood produced movies you do get a certain、dominant theme
如果你、听收音机或看电视或是看好莱坞的电影你就知道有一个很重要的主题
And it's the theme ofCraving for love, that mankind craves for love.
那主题就是大家都很渴望爱情，人类，我们都希望有爱。
Whether they know what true love is all about, these media outlets seem to be telling us that our society is crying out for love.
虽然他们可能不知道真正的爱是什么意思，但是这些媒体都跟我们讲说，我们大家都饥渴爱情。
Indeed, if you were to listen to some popular music today, you'd find that. For instance, a few years ago, many years ago, the Beatles recorded a song entitled All You Need Is Love.
如果你听、这些流行的歌曲的话，你就会知道、这些歌常常都是说到爱情。这个披头士他们有一条歌叫做、你只需要爱。
And if you've ever heard that song,It's just a repetition. All you need is love, and it keeps going on and on, but without anything more. And you kind of wonder, how in the world did that become a number one hit?
你听这首歌的时候，它就其实就只有那么一句，它不断的重复。你只需要爱，你只需要爱，也被跟你讲是怎么样子得到这个爱。所以你有时候觉得说，我这首歌为什么那么受欢迎呢？
Well, I believe it's because that simple message of that song struck a chord in the hearts of people.
因为这个很简单的一个信息、打动了大家的心弦。
People are indeed craving for love, and they happen to agree with this simple song of the Beatles.
因为大家都很饥渴这个爱，所以他们同意这个披头士的这个歌。
Now, I must confess, I don't know too many Chinese songs to give you an example.
你不是不太知道其他的中文的歌。
But I believe that even in Chinese songs, you will find this dominant theme of love or craving for love, right?
但是中文的歌曲我相信也是有很多这个主题是关于爱情或是他们饥渴爱情的。
Maybe there is a song that comes to mind in Chinese, and it's the song, 月亮代表我的心。
林牧师记得了一个中文歌，月亮代表我的心，也是关于爱情。
I can't sing it, but you know, I've heard it before.
他听过这首歌。
But there is, by the way, a song in the 1980s, put out by the rock group Foreigner.And if you've ever listened to it on the radio, it's very popular. It's entitled, I Want to Know What Love Is.
在80年代有一个摇滚乐团叫做异乡人，它有一首歌非常的有名，它叫做我想要知道爱是什么。
So let me, for the benefit of those who know this in English, let me just kind of read the lyrics for you, and it might just bring back some recollection of what the song says. It says, I want to know what love is. I want you to show meI want to feel what love is. I know you can show me in my life. There's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. I can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. And it begins once more with that haunting refrain. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me.
所以这歌词大概的意思就是说，我要知道爱是什么，我希望你能够展现给我看。我想要感受到爱是什么，我希望你可以展现给我。在我的生活充满了痛苦，但是我不知道我可不可以继续的面对这个世界。我现在不能停止，我已经旅游到了这个地步，我想要改变这个孤单的生命，然后再一次的重复，我想要知道爱是什么，我希望你展示给我。
So clearly, we don't have to say more. I think there is a consensus that within popular culture, within this post-Christian culture we live in, there's still a cry to experience what true love is all about.
所以从这些流行的文化歌曲上面可以看到，即使是在这个后基督徒的时代里面，大家还是在寻找爱。
The problem, of course, is that mankind is thirsting for love.But it doesn't quite know where to find it.
人类大家都在饥渴这个爱，但是他们不知道去哪里去找到它。
In fact, mankind's been looking for love in all the wrong places.
其实大家都在错误的地方在寻找爱情。
These places that purport to show them what love is often lead them to addiction, to self-destruction, and to further alienation from God.
在有些地方，他们以为可以找到爱情的地方，其实就变成他们成了上瘾的人，成了自毁的人，或者是他们越来越远离我们的神。
So the human predicament is that we're thirsting for love, but we don't know where to find it.
所以大部分人虽然饥渴爱，但是不知道去哪里找到它。
So this morning, I want us to ask and answer two questions. And these two questions are, first of all, what does the Bible tell us to do?In view of this thirst that the world has. And then second, what are some practical ways we can do as Christians about this thirst so as to help our fellow man?
所以我们今天早上来问两个问题来，然后来寻找这个答案。第一个问题就是对这个世界的饥渴，圣经上跟我们说了什么？第二个问题是对这个饥渴，我们要怎么样子的来做，所以来帮助其他的人。
So, if you have your Bible, won't you turn with me right now to John chapter 13, verses 33 to 35.
我们打开圣经，约翰福音第13章33到35节。
So, I'll read it in English first, and then James will read it in
Chinese.
So, beginning in verse 33, Jesus is speaking here. He says, Little children...I'm with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews now, I also say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
在约翰福音13章33节，耶稣说，小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说， 我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So the setting for this discourse, this passage, is in the upper room. Before Jesus went to the cross, he spends one last time, one last supper with the disciples.
所以这是在耶稣上十字架之前的最后的晚餐，是最后一个机会跟这些门徒们在一起，他们是在一个楼上的一个房间。
So seizing upon the solemnness of that moment, Jesus gives him one last command, what's truly in his heart for his disciples to live out.
所以在这个非常的严肃的这个时刻，耶稣就跟他们讲这个最后的一个新的命令，希望他的门徒能够活出来。
And in verse 34, he says, a new commandment I give to you, love one another even as I have loved you.
三四节说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
In this passage, I believe we find the answer to those two questions that we posed earlier. So we're going to answer these two questions based on this passage and in this particular verse 34.
在这段经文里面，我相信我们可以回答这两个问题。所以我们今天就在看这一段经文，尤其是在34节这一句来回答这两个问题。
So let's begin with the question, what is the world thirsting for?
所以这个世界上寻找的饥渴的是什么呢？
That the world that the church can give.
那我们教会可以供应它什么样子的答案呢？
And Jesus would say based on this passage that what we give to the world is God's love.
那耶稣从这段经文我们可以看到，我们可以给的就是神的爱。
As you interact with one another,With the same love with which God loved you, you show the world what true love is.
你如果用神的爱来彼此相爱，我们就可以让这个世界上看到真正的爱是什么。
Now, as some of you may know, in the Greek, the word for love is a very unique one because there are different words that convey love.
在希腊文里面呢，爱这个字其实是有不同的字的，那有不同的意义在里面。
Today in modern English, we only have one word for love.
在英文就只有一个字。
We use it to say we love our dog.
我们可以说我很爱我的狗。
We love pizza.
我很爱吃披萨饼。
We love our family.
我很爱我的家人。
We love God.
我很爱主。
The word love is used really without much distinction.
所以这个爱这个字，我们常常就是用来。用很多的人跟地方跟食物。
Is that true also in Chinese?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, sure. But in the Greek, they have four different words for love, depending on the context you're dealing with.
但是希腊文里面这个爱呢有四个字，那有不同的意义在。
One of those words is this one, philos, and it represents friendship, love. If you want to talk about love for a friend or a brother,You use this word philos. So that's where we get the word Philadelphia, right? City of brotherly love.
第一个字是 philos, 是讲到这个朋友之间的爱。那他们用这个字来形容朋友之间或是兄弟之间的爱。那我们这个字呢也是成为这费城这个 Philadelphia, 这个都市就是弟兄之间的城市。
There's a second word that conveys a different kind of love, and that's storge. And storge is used whenever someone wants to convey a parent-child relationship kind of love.
第二个字是 storge, 那是讲到父母跟小孩子之间的爱。
And then a third word is eros, where it conveys romantic kind of love.
第三个是 eros, 是讲到这个男女之间的浪漫的爱。
But then finally, the fourth word in Greek for love is this word agape. And agape is a word for love that shows a self-sacrificial kind of love, a love that seeks the highest good of another person regardless of one's own self-interest.
那最后这个字是 agape, 是讲到这个自我牺牲的爱，是为了 你所爱的人，你愿意牺牲，愿意付出代价，这样子的爱。
In fact, you might say this is a divine kind of love.
你可以说这是一个神圣的爱。
Well, guess which word Jesus used to, in that command, love one another.
你可以猜到在三十四节耶稣用的是哪一个字吗？你们要彼此相爱。
Agape, that's right. It's not philos, it's not storge, it's not eros, but it's agape. You show agape love to one another.
所以他用的是这个第四个这个字，是讲到你们当中必须要彼此相爱，是这种自我牺牲的爱。
Now, I want you to note that this is not just a command that Jesus gives because it's his last time with his disciples. It's sort of a parting command.
这不是只是一个新的命令，但是这是在他要离开之前最后一个很重要的句话。
But it's also because of the effect of it. If you love one another in an agape way, something happens.
但这里讲到的也是，如果你们能够彼此这样的相爱的话，用这种自我牺牲的爱相爱。
Note in verse 35, Jesus says,By this, all men will know that you're my disciples if you have agape love for one another.
35节讲到众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。这个词就是讲到这个彼此相爱、自我牺牲的爱。
In other words, that's the badge of what it means to truly be followers of Christ, to truly be a community.Of Jesus Christ.
那就像是你是带了一个名牌，讲说这我就是基督徒，就是用这个爱来表示。
Now, I believe loving one another is so important because Jesus also understood that this is what the world is craving for, and he wants us to do it so that what the world is looking for will be found in the way we live, in the way we interact with one another.
这个彼此相爱是非常的重要，耶稣知道我们这个世界是不断的非常的饥渴这样子的爱，所以我们需要用这种牺牲的爱来彼此相爱。
I like what the missionary Frank Laubach said about this matter. He says, The simple program of Christ for winning the whole world is to make each person he touches magnetic enough with love to draw others to himself.
有名的这个宣教士他说一句话，就是说基督耶稣赢得全世界一个很简单的方法，就是让他触摸到每一个人都充满了吸引力，充满了磁力，能够吸收别人到他面前来。
That's a beautiful picture, isn't it? That we would be magnets, you know, magnets for people who are looking for love to come to Jesus because we possess the true agape love that mankind, our society, is looking for.
所以我们就变是像是磁铁一样，能够吸引别人，他们要寻找爱的人能够找到我们以后，就可以认识神，能够真正的知道这个神的这个爱。
You know, one of the reasons why, if you look at church history, the early church was so effective in drawing people to Christ was precisely because they took this command of Jesus seriously.
早期教会吸引了很多人来相信他们，是因为他们遵守了这个命令，他们彼此的相爱。
We see this in the book of Acts.
我们在使徒行传可以看到这样。
And we see this all throughout church history.
在教会历史上一直都可以看到这样的事。
In the second century AD, the early church father Tertullian wrote this about the early church.
在第二世纪的时候，教会的一个先祖特土良他说了这句话。
Tertullian says, It is our care for the helpless, our practice of loving kindness that brands us in the eyes of many of our opponents. Only look, they say, how they love one another. Look how they are prepared to die for one another.
他说，在我们照顾这些无助的人，在我们爱这些需要爱的人的时候呢，让我们的敌人只能说看了、他们是多么的彼此相爱，他们甚至愿意为彼此而死。
Notice, even the enemies of Christianity couldn't help but notice they may not like the doctrine, but they clearly see there's something unique about this community. They love one another.
即使基督教的敌人，虽然他们不相信他们所说的话，但他们可以看得到这些信基督的人，他们彼此相爱。
And people were attracted.
那他们就被这个吸引了。
But let me ask you this: What about today?
那今天呢？
Do you think the church loves as it should love, as Jesus has commanded in John 13?
在教会里面，我们是像基督耶稣所命令的这样子彼此相爱呢？
I don't know how you would answer that, but there are those who would say that if we're honest, we often fall short in this regard.
如果我们很诚实的话，我们可能会说我们没有达到这个耶稣基督的命令。
I want you to consider this little.Account that Pastor Francis Chan told many years ago.
Francis Chan, 这个牧师在几年前说了这个故事。
When he was still pastoring Cornerstone Church in Simi Valley, he told of a former gang member who came to know the Lord in his church.
他那个时候是基士教会的一个牧师。他那个时候呢，有一个以前属于帮派的人来到他的教会里面。
This gang member.Was even baptized in his church.
这个人呢，他就在他的教会里面受洗了。
He really fell in love with Jesus that he turned away from his old lifestyle.
所以这个人他爱上了基督耶稣，那他就不再做他以前帮派的事情。
But after several months of attending the church, he suddenly stopped going.
但是来了教会好几个月以后呢，他就停止来了。
So naturally, the pastors of the church went to see him and inquire what's going on.
所以牧师就来探访，来问他说：“你为什么不来了？”
And this is what this former gang member said.
那这个人就说
：“Quote, I had the wrong idea of what the church was going to be like.
我对去教会有一个错误的观念。
When I joined the church, I thought that it was going to be like joining a gang.
当我参加这个教会的时候，我以为就像我参加那个帮派一样。”
See, in the gangs, we weren't just nice to each other once a week.
在帮派里面，你不是只是一个礼拜一次彼此很好。
We were family.
在帮派里面感觉像是一个家庭一样。
We were family.
我们像是一个家庭。
And obviously, this man didn't sense a family being a part of the family within that church.
但是他没有感觉在教会里面有这种家庭的感觉。
Then Pastor Francis Chan said this, quote,That broke my heart.
Francis Chan, 这个牧师呢，就说，听到这个，我的心都碎了。
Because I knew that what he expected is what the church was intended to be.
因为我知道这个人期待的其实就是教会应该是的。
It saddened me because I realized that in some ways, gangs paint a better picture of loyalty and family than the local church body sometimes does.
但是很可悲的就是我了解了这帮派里面他们的关系有时候比我们教会里面更忠实更有家庭的感觉。
That's a very convicting story from Pastor Francis Chan for us modern day believers to hear.
所以这个故事真的是让我们觉得很心痛。
It reminds us that the church must be qualitatively better than whatever families may be out there because we possess.The agape love of Christ.
他提醒我们教会，我们这个属于家庭的这个感觉，应该要比任何其他家庭都好，因为我们有这个神的这个自我牺牲的大爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning, what I want to do is to give you perhaps four practical ways that we can express this agape love.Within our congregations, so that we might indeed be that attractive magnet that draws people who are looking for love within our midst for Christ.
今天早上我们会讲几个比较实用的方法，让我们能够把这个基督的爱活出来，所以我们可以吸引别人来认识他。
We've seen that the Bible says, "Give them agape love." Now we're going to at least spell out four ways.
所以圣经上面讲到这自我牺牲的爱，我们现在用四个方法来看。
But before we look at these practical ways, I just want to point you to the key to unpacking practically this command to love one another.
怎么样把这个经节来应用在我们的实用的生活上面来看呢？
It's in that little phrase there as I have loved you. Notice Jesus said, love one another, not based on all, your own intuition, but as I have loved you.
最重要一句就是, 我怎样爱你们?
That's the gold standard, if you will.
这就是他的标准, 我怎样爱你们, 你们也要怎样相爱。
The approach here is not typically what you hear in our popular culture, WWJD, what would Jesus do?
有时候我们以前常常听到说, 耶稣会怎么做呢?
But it's rather HDLU. And it stands for, how did Jesus love us?
但是不是他是怎么做, 而是耶稣怎么样子爱我们。
Granted, it's not as slick as WWJD, but I think it's probably a more biblical approach, and practical too.
比较, 是根据圣经的, 而且比较实用的是, 我们要怎么爱, 是看耶稣怎么样子爱我们。
If you're ever in doubt as to how we're to love one another, you don't even ask what would Jesus do. All you have to ask is how did Jesus love us?
当你想到要怎么样去爱一个人的时候，不要想到说耶稣会怎么做，你就想到耶稣怎么样子爱我们，我们用这样的爱去爱他。And
you'll never be without a practical way of showing agape love.
这样你就会有一个非常实用的方法来把这个爱，神的爱活出来。
So let me give you in a very practical way the first way to love in agape fashion, what kind of community we should be.
所以我们这个社区，我们的教会应该要怎么样子来做呢？有什么实用的方法呢？
So if we're to be a community that shows agape love, that we must be a forgiving community.
第一个，我们需要是一个彼此饶恕的一个团体。
How did Jesus love us?
耶稣基督怎么样爱我们呢?
He loved us enough to die for our sins so that we might be forgiven.
他愿意为我们的罪而死在十字架上，所以我们的罪得到饶恕。
Forgiveness is at the heart of the way he loved us, isn't it?
饶恕就是他爱我们一个最忠心的一个方法。
Do you remember what Jesus did on the cross aside from dying? He said, Father, forgive them.
在他在十字架上，他还跟天父祷告说：“天父啊，饶恕他们。”
In a sense, loving one another, doing what Jesus said, is easy. It's easy to love one another if the people around you are all very nice, right?
有时候来看，好像彼此相爱很简单，只要你周遭人都大家都很好的话，那彼此相爱就很容易。
But that's not reality.
但是真实上不是这样子的。
The reality is that people are messy.
因为大家都, 不是那么的好。
They'll offend you, they will disappoint you.
他们会让你觉得很失望, 或是他们会, 引起冲突。
What do you do then?
那时候怎么办呢?
If your love is simply based on the nice nature, the nice expression that people give to you, then you're really no different than anybody else in this world.
如果你的爱只是要当一个好好先生，这样跟世界上其他的这种爱是没有差别的。
But what makes the Christian community unique, what makes it truly agape, is that we can love in a forgiving manner.
但是基督徒的团体最奇特的就是我们可以彼此饶恕。
And the more we express that, the more we make this community attractive.
我们把这样子饶恕活出来的话，我们就会吸引其他人。
Now, the Bible, of course, is realistic about this matter of being a forgiving community.
当然，圣经在这里也是非常的实际的。
It knows that forgiveness is not always easy to grant.
它知道，我们要饶恕别人不是那么容易。
But the Bible constantly points us back to the source of this way of living and loving, and that is through Jesus Christ.
但是圣经不断地提醒我们，我们能够饶恕别人的源头就是耶稣基督。
Look to him and you will find the strength to be able to love in a forgiving way.
我们定睛在耶稣基督身上，我们就会有这个力量，有这个方法来饶恕别人。
In his book, What's Amazing About Grace, Philip Yancey tells a story of some Polish Christians who met with some peacemakers after World War II.
Philip Yancey 写了一本书叫做《恩典如此奇异》，他讲到呢，第二次世界大战以后，在波兰那边的基督徒碰到了一些和平调解员。And
these Polish Christians were asked the question, would you be willing to meet with other Christians from Germany?
所以这些调解员就问这波兰的基督徒说，你愿不愿意跟德国来的基督徒相见呢？
They wanted to meet you and ask for your forgiveness for what their country did to you.
他们希望来看你，然后得到你的饶恕，德国在那个时候对波兰做那些不好的事情。
If you remember, Germany conquered Poland, and many Poles died in the war.
因为德国那是第二次世界大战占领了波兰，而且很多波兰人都死掉。
And these Polish Christians' first response was, "No way!"
这些波兰的基督徒首先的答案就是说，我们不要。
We cannot forgive what those people did.
我们不能够饶恕那些人所做的事情。
But something very interesting happened to change their mind.
但是有很奇妙的事情发生了。
As the story goes, as they went back to their churches and started to pray the Lord's Prayer, something happened.
当他们回到他们的教会，他们在祷告的时候，他们用主祷文来祷告。
When they got to the words, "Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors," something spoke to them.
当他们念到饶恕我们就像我们饶恕别人一样的时候、神的话语就跟他们说话。
They realized that they couldn't pray this prayer with all sincerity without truly seeking reconciliation with these German Christians who are asking for their forgiveness.
他们了解他们不能够继续的来用主祷文来祷告，如果他们不愿意饶恕这些德国的基督徒的话。
So these Polish Christians said, "Yes, we will forgive."
所以这些波兰的基督徒就说，是的，我们愿意饶恕这些。
Was it easy? No.
容易吗？不容易。
But notice how Christ empowered them to forgive.
但是注意到是耶稣基督给他们这个力量去饶恕别人。
And it is this that will make us distinct in a world where forgiveness is a rarity.
这个就让我们的基督徒成为一个很奇特的族群，因为在世界上饶恕是非常少的。
This issue of forgiveness is really, really very important. It makes us stand out from a world that is unwilling to forgive.
饶恕真的是非常重要的，这真的让基督徒在这个世界上显得非常的突出。
I trust that when people look at your specific faith community,that they will see a forgiving community.
希望当别人看到你的教会的时候，他们看到的是一个能够彼此饶恕的一个团体。
There's a second practical way in which we can show this agape love for one another.
第二个实用的方法把神的爱活出来。
And that is that we must be a serving community.
我们必须是要一个彼此服侍的一个团体。
How did Jesus show his love?To the disciples during that night.
那个晚上，基督怎么样子的爱他的门徒呢？
Earlier in chapter 13, we know that Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
在十三章的时候，我们知道基督为门徒洗脚。
Now, something you should know about the background, of course, is that in those days, people did not wear closed-toe shoes. They would be wearing sandals.
那个时候当然他们没有穿鞋，他们穿的是拖鞋。
And as they're walking the dirty streets, the dusty streets of Jerusalem, their feet would be exposed, and by the time they come to a house, their feet would be very dirty.
在他们这个肮脏的街道上，很多灰尘走路的时候，他们到了家里，他们的脚就脏了。
And often some servant would wash.The feet of those who come into the house.
通常会有奴仆来帮这些新来的人这些客人洗脚。
But that night, for whatever reason, no servant was there to serve them.
但是那天晚上没有人来帮他们洗脚。
And Jesus took it upon himself to wash the feet of the disciples.
但是耶稣呢，他就自己来帮他的门徒洗脚。
And if you remember, Jesus said, "I wash your feet now."This is an example of how you're to wash each other's feet.
记得耶稣说，我帮你洗脚了，你们以后也要这样子做。
So how did Jesus love his disciples? He served them.
他怎么样爱他的门徒呢？他服侍他们。
The master served and washed the feet of the disciples.
主人洗了这些门徒的脚，主人服侍了这些人。
That's a wonderful example for us. To love one another. Do you love your brothers enough to to serve them?
这是一个很好的例子。你爱你的弟兄姐妹吗？你愿意侍奉他们吗？
It's very, very practical, and it's very, very doable.
非常实用的，也可以做得到的事。
I really think that a simple task like that, if we really live it out, will cause a rippling effect, a great rippling effect, more than we will ever know.
这是一个很简单的事，但是如果我们真的做到的话，是真的会影响我们周遭的所有的人。
We tell you a story. Bert Michelson was an elder of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California.
讲一个故事，这是这个Grace Community Church 在 Sun Valley 有一个长老叫做 Michelson。
He said that when he was a young child, his father died very early, leaving his mother a widow with several kids to raise.
他小时候呢，他的父亲就去世了，所以他妈妈一个人要领养，要教养很多小孩。
But the men took very seriously Jesus' command to love one another in service.
但是他们教会里面的人呢，真的遵守了神教他们要彼此服侍的这命令。
So the men decided to build a little house for Bert Michelson and his mother and family.
所以这些人呢，教会里面的人就帮他们盖了一个小房子给他们住。
They did it in the name of the Lord.
是靠着主的名来做这些事情。
And that loving deed left a deep impression on this boy.
这些行动呢，深深地影响了这个小男孩。
So as a boy, he used to say to himself, Lord, you've been so good to us to give us a home.
所以这个小男孩常说，主啊，你对我们那么好，给我们一个家。
One day, I want to show my gratitude by building you a house.
有一天，我希望我也能够为你盖一个房子。
Well, Bert Michelson grew up to become a committed Christian.
他长大了，成为一个委身的基督徒。
And he also became a building contractor.
但是他也是一个建筑商。
And when he became an elder of Grace Community Church, the church was growing at that time by leaps and bounds.
当他成为这个教会的长老的时候，这个教会呢一直在增长，有很多人数。
They needed a new sanctuary.
他们需要一个新的教堂。
And he offered his services for free.
他就捐赠了他这个建筑商的这个方式来盖一个新的教堂给他。
It was a fulfillment of a childhood promise to God.
这是一个小男孩对神的应许的实现。
Now notice, when those men who helped Bert Michelson years ago build that little house for them, they had no idea what that simple deed would do down the road.
当这些人为这个寡妇跟小孩子盖小房子的时候，他们没有想到这个是有什么样的影响，以后会发生什么事情。
The impact of that little deed served the purposes greater than they could ever imagine.
但是他们的行动造成了后来发生的事情是比他们超出他们想象的。
Grace Community Church is a significant church in Southern California that has ministered to literally hundreds and millions of people in the area.
这个教会是在南加州一个很有名的教会，现在影响了几百万的人。
Notice when we love one another in this practical way, it really has a rippling effect.
如果我们能够这样子很实际的彼此相爱的话，彼此服侍，真的能够影响到我们社区的很多人。
Well, there's a third practical way I want to bring to your attention, and it's this.
第三个实际的方法。
If we're to love one another as Jesus commanded, then we must also be a welcoming community.
我们要遵守耶稣基督的彼此相爱，我们需要能够欢迎别人。
One thing we know about Jesus, of course, is that he was always very welcoming of sinners who wanted to know more about him.
我们知道从圣经里面，耶稣基督都是非常欢迎这些犯罪的人。
He welcomed tax collectors, prostitutes, his hypocritical Pharisees.
像税吏啊、妓女啊，或者是教师们。
And even in the upper room in John 13, if you remember, he even welcomed Judas into his presence that night.
在最后晚餐的时候，他甚至欢迎他这个后来的背叛者犹大。
And he welcomed even Peter, who he knew would betray him or would deny him three times.
他也欢迎彼得，那后来不认他三次。
Jesus welcomes those welcomes everyone who comes to him. While he does not endorse our sins, but he definitely understood that we need to come to him to find the power to be able to live as he's commanded us to.
他不赞成我们犯的罪, 但是他知道他需要让这些人来到他面前, 用他的力量来,
we must be this kind of community. One that's welcoming of sinners, just like Jesus did, so that we might bring them the gospel and see the gospel transform them.
我们必须要是一个欢迎的教会, 欢迎所有的罪人来到面前, 所以他们可以得到福音的大能, 因此而来到神面前。
When we do, we'll see wondrous things happen, but when we don't, I think it'll bring such great disappointment to the Lord.
我们如果这样做的话, 我们会看到很大的奇迹的, 但是我们不愿意这样做的话, 其实会让神非常的失望。
When I got out of college, I was part of a home Bible study group that met in a house that eight Christian guys rented.
林牧师他在, 大学的时候呢, 有参加一个查经的小组, 那是一个房子, 是有八个, 基督, 的弟兄, 住在那里。
To me, it was the ideal Christian environment.
感觉上好像是一个, 很理想的一个基督教的一个团体。
You get to fellowship with eight Christian guys day and night 24/7.
整天24小时, 你都跟, 八个这个基督徒在一起。
It was the next best thing to heaven, in my mind.
除了天堂以外, 这个就是最好的了。
I always wish that I could be part of that community, but they didn't have an opening, and I didn't have the funds to live there.
他那时候很想要搬到这个房子来跟他们一起住, 但是那时候, 没有空缺, 他也没有这个金钱来住那儿。
But one day, one of the residents in this house pulled me aside to share with me something that was going on with him.
但是有一天呢, 这个八个基督徒里面有一个人就问他说有没有时间, 他想分享一下一些东西给他。
So he proceeded to tell me about his life,
他就跟他讲,
his past.
他过去的生活。
He told me that he had come to know the Lord not too long ago.
所以这个基督徒呢, 还刚信主不久。
In fact, he was saved, he said, out of a homosexual lifestyle.
他以前是一个同性恋者, 那, 后来信了主以后就改变了。
In order to strengthen his spiritual life, he started attending this Bible study and actually even staying with this group of eight guys to get the accountability that he needed.
因为要建造他的属灵的生活呢, 他就开始查经, 然后就搬到这个地方跟着其他人住在一起。
However, as the days went on, he began to once again struggle with his old homosexual tendencies.
但是时间过了一阵子以后呢, 他又开始, 对这个同性恋的这个, 困难, 起了一个很大的挑战。
Not toward the men in the house, but in wanting to go back to his old friends.
不是关于这些其他人住在这个地方, 而是他想要回去他以前的那个旧的生活方式。
And during this time of struggle, he would share with his Christian housemates all that was going on with him.
那他在挣扎的时候, 他就会跟其他的这些基督徒分享他自己本身的挣扎。
But he said that instead of being patient and sympathetic with him, these guys who live with him, these Christian guys, started to avoid him and to shun him because of what he was wrestling with.
那其他的这些基督徒呢, 并没有很耐心的来, 听他, 或者来帮助他, 但是渐渐这些人反而就, 不愿意跟他在一起。
And the sad thing, of course, is that this actually led him away from his Christian community and back into the arms of his old friends.
因为这样子他被这基督徒排斥了，他反而就回去了他以前的旧的生活。
What saddened me even more is that he said that he would be leaving that house very soon.
更伤心的是这个人跟他讲说，他很快就要离开这个房子。
He'd be going back home to his home state.
他要回到他的家乡去。
So I said, well, why? Why do you have to do that?
我问他为什么呢?
He said, because I've contracted AIDS.
他说他已经得了艾滋病。
And it's in advanced stages.
已经非常的末期了。
I'm going back to Arkansas to have my parents take care of me before I die.
他回到他的父母亲在Arkansas那边去, 他父母可以照顾他。
How sad, isn't it?
非常的一个悲哀的故事。
When the church is welcoming of sinners working with them, it's a thing of beauty. But when the church closes its door, closes its bosom to the hearts of those who are struggling, it really does not do justice to the gospel.
当一个教会能够欢迎所有的人来到他面前的话，真的是一个很美好的事情，会有更多人来接受主。但是当教会对这些人关门，不让他们进来，不欢迎他们的话，我们真的是让神非常的失望。To
show agape love is to be big-hearted enough to welcome even the most difficult sinner we could ever work with.
自我牺牲的大爱，我们就要欢迎。 其实那些是非常困难的这些罪人，我们要欢迎他。There's
a fourth and practical way I want to bring to your attention on how to live out this agape love in our community, and it is that we must be a sensitive community.
第四个，能够非常实用的方法，把神的爱活出来，就是我们要一个灵敏的团体。Do
you believe that Jesus is sensitive to your needs?
你相信耶稣，知道你的需要吗?
I believe so. You know, Jesus, all throughout his ministry, sensed and knew what was going on in the life of his disciples.
耶稣基督在他的事工的时候，他常常都知道他的旁边人他们的需要是什么，他对他们非常的灵敏。
In the upper room discourse, he knew that he was about to leave, and without his disciples even asking, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter.
在这个最后晚餐的时候呢，耶稣知道他要离开了，但是门徒还没有问他之前，他就跟他们讲说，我会再让圣灵，我走了，但是圣灵会来帮助你们。How
sensitive of our Lord to care for our needs in advance without even us asking for him.
虽然门徒并没有问，他已经知道他们需要什么，而且已经来帮助他们了。
When the church loves each other enough in this sensitive fashion, I believe it not only represents the love of Christ, but it becomes a thing of beauty.
教会里面我们也要很灵敏的来彼此相爱，知道彼此的需要。 来帮助他们，这样子就是一个美好的事情。My
friend Mike told me this fascinating story of how he came to know the Lord.
一个朋友 Mike 跟他说, 他怎么样子信主的。
He said that many years ago, his wife divorced him.
说很多年前，他的太太跟他离婚了。And
he was very depressed.
那时候心情非常的低落。
He wasn't a believer at that time.
他那个时候不是一个基督徒。
So he decided that he would go to church just to find some comfort.
他决定呢，他要去一个教会，看可不可以在那里得到一些平安跟安慰。
But he ended up in a big-sized church, a mega church, in fact.
他跑到一个很大很大的一个教会。
And it was such a big church that he thought no one would possibly know what was going on with me.
去那个教会觉得好像没有人认识他，没有人知道他在那边干什么。Who
would care enough to talk to me about my problems?
谁会关心他，来跟他谈他的问题呢？
So week in and week out during the services, he would just sort of sit in a corner by himself.
所以他就一个人坐在角落里面听到敬拜。
You know, thinking that in this big church, no one would even talk to him.
觉得在这个那么大的教会里面没有人来跟他讲话。
But one day, two old ladies came up to him.
但是有一天呢，有两个老姐妹来跟他讲话。
And they said, you know, we're so-and-so. They introduced themselves.
他们自我介绍以后。
And then they said, we just want you to know that we've been praying for you because we've noticed for weeks now that you've been coming to church in that corner and you're praying and you're weeping.
他说，我们一直在帮你祷告，因为我们知道你来我们教会好几个礼拜，你都是一个人坐在角落里面。我们看到你在祷告，也看到你在那边哭泣。Can
we help you in any way?
我们怎么样子可以来帮你？
And Mike said he gladly unloaded all of his problems to them.
所以Mike那时候就跟他们分享他的问题。And
they became his surrogate mother in the faith, and they led him to the Lord.
这两位姐妹后来就变成像她的妈妈一样，让他们带她信主。Today,
Mike is one of the deacons of that church.
今天Mike呢，是那个教会的一个执事。All
because two old ladies were sensitive enough to love this person who came in.
因为两个老姐妹, 对他们这个人的需要非常的敏感去帮助他。
May God grant us more people like these two ladies in our congregations.
希望神给我们教会更多这样子的人。
For we must be a congregation of people who are sensitive to those around us.
我们必须要对我们周遭人的需要有一定的敏感度。
Well, I could go on with more examples, but I just want to close today with this observation from Bruce Larson that he made.
我们可以继续讲很多其他方式，但是我们今天大致就讲到这里。最后我要跟你讲一个 Bruce Larson 他讲到教会的事情。Bruce
Larson made a comparison of the church to the local bar.
他呢把教会跟他们当地的一个酒吧来做一个比较。He
said a bar is possibly the best counterfeit there is to the fellowship Christ wants to give his church. It's an imitation, but it is like what the church ought to be, only with liquor at the center instead of grace, escape instead of reality.
所以一个酒吧呢，其实就像是一个山寨版的一个教会，因为呢，它是像是一个教会，但它的中心不是神的恩典，而是酒精。
He goes on to say, what's a bar like? It is a permissive, accepting, inclusive fellowship, unshockable and democratic.
但是在酒吧里面呢，它是非常的包容的，任何人都可以来，那也没有什么事情可以让他们惊讶。
You can tell people secrets and nobody repeats them or even wants to.
你可以跟这些其他人讲你的秘密，没有人会在外面宣扬，他们也不会跟谁讲。
The bar flourishes, not because most people are alcoholics, but because God has put into the human heart the desire to know and be known, to love and be loved.
因为酒吧人很多，并不表示每个人都酗酒，但是其实这些人来到这里是因为他们内心想要被人家认识，也想要认识别人，想要被爱，也想要去爱别人。The
church, he says, rarely offers this, so many seek a counterfeit at the price of a few beers.
因为教会没有办法提供这种子爱给他们，所以他们就跑到酒吧里面花几块钱买便宜的啤酒来享受这种假装的爱。
I don't know if you agree with Bruce Larson or not.
我不知道你同不同意这个人的说法。But
the point is this, that in this world, in this post-Christian world we live in, people are craving for love.
但是在这个世界，在这个后基督徒的时代里面，他们还是在寻找爱。And
there are many counterfeits out there ready to draw them to themselves.
但世界上也提供了很多不同的方法来吸引这些人。We
as followers of Jesus Christ must demonstrate this true agape love that we ourselves have experienced from Christ to those who are seeking.
那我们基督徒必须要把神怎么样爱我们这个大爱展现出来，所以让他们也能够看到神的爱。
It must happen in our midst. It's not just through our verbal proclamation, but it must be seen in our daily interactions with one another.
不只是口头上讲讲而已，而是在我们每天的生活当中，我们彼此怎么样对待。
Friends, my challenge to you is to live it, to live that agape love.
我对你的挑战是把这个神的爱活出来。
Earlier, I told you about that rock group Foreigner who sang, I want to know what love is.
之前我们提到这个摇滚乐团异乡人讲到说，我想要知道爱是什么。
Very interestingly, years later, after recording that song, their lead singer, Lou Graham, became a Christian.
很多年以后呢，这个主唱者Lou Graham后来变成了一个基督徒。
And at a Harvest Crusade, where Greg Laurie was leading, he sang this song once again.
那在一个很大的宣教布道会上面呢，他又再唱了这一首歌。
But this time he ended it by singing, now I know what love is.
他唱完他就说，现在我知道爱是什么。
May we have more people saying, I want to know what love is, and finally saying, now I know what love is.
希望有很多人说我想要知道爱是什么的人，最后都能够说现在我知道真的爱是什么。
It can happen.
可以发生的。
If we as Christians, as a Christian community, demonstrate, not just proclaim, but demonstrate what true agape love is.
可以发生，如果我们能够、不是口头上说，而是真的活出来，展现出这个神的爱。
How is it seen or demonstrated?
怎么样能够把这展现出来呢？
It's demonstrated as we become a forgiving community.
如果我们能够彼此饶恕。
As a serving community.
彼此侍奉。
As a welcoming community.
一个欢迎的一个社团。
And as a sensitive community.
很敏感，很灵敏的社团。
May God bless this message to you.
希望神祝福您，这是他的话语。
Heavenly Father, indeed we want to give thanks that Lord, we have been recipients of agape true love through Jesus Christ.
天父，我们感谢您，我们能够得到这样子的大爱。
Lord, we pray that you'd use us to both proclaim and demonstrate this love to a post-Christian world that is seeking
求你用我们来宣扬，也来展现这个神的爱，在这个后基督徒的时代里面，向这些年轻人展现。
Truly, we pray that as we love one another, the world will know that we are disciples of Jesus Christ.
希望当我们真正彼此相爱的时候，众人就能够认出我们是你的门徒。
Be glorified, we pray in Jesus' name.
愿您得到高举，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.